The latest from podnews.net.
Let me tell you about the mysterious death of Kendrick Johnson.
Crime Junkie is celebrating 18 million downloads in the past 2 months. The True Crime podcast has signed with Cabana, the digital audio business of AdLarge Media, for exclusive ad representation. The podcast has a live tour in June. Swoot, a new social podcast player, has been getting plenty of positive reviews. We noticed one in The Verge yesterday. Now, clearly it would be wrong of us to recommend that you all sign up and listen to the Pod News podcast in Swoot, so we'll not be doing that today. We did discover Spext, though, an automatic transcription and voice editing tool. And we linked to a video today of somebody removing the ums in a podcast. It's quite neat. You'll find the link in our show notes and in our newsletter. If you'd like to download apps geo-locked to other countries on an iPhone, we linked to a helpful guide from Gadget Hacks today. And if you own an Android phone, it's even easier. Just use a trusted APK mirror, like one called APK Mirror, and download the file to install it on your device after checking your local laws first. Barron's Online covers how podcasting becomes a big business today. Duolingo's Spanish podcast is a bilingual podcast, and Adonde Media are looking for story pitches. You need to be a native Spanish speaker and get your proposal to them by the end of April the 28th. The company also highlights Argentina's Park Podcast Network, which has over 20 shows, in a blog post today. The Sydney Morning Herald has reviewed the Rodecaster Pro and the team behind Nancy, WNYC's popular LGBTQ plus podcast, visited Florida State University. In podcasts today, Leo Laporte is the guest in The Upgrade from Lifehacker this week. Also new this week, CSR of One features inspiring people who are making strides outside their chosen careers. And Nouveau Monde is the first native podcast from French radio station France Info. It focuses on new technology. It's 30 minutes long, and it's a spin-off of a four-minute feature aired on the station on Saturdays. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.